I live the will of God and am guided in fulfilling it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I live the will of God and am guided in fulfilling it. Before we go any further, let's determine what is the will of God. Ellen, what is the will of God?
My will.
And don't go answer it the same way somebody else does just because they did, unless that's what you really mean.
Yes, my will.
Your will. Okay. And Sylvia, what's the will of God?
I'm God, it's my will.
Okay. I'm glad I don't have to be dependent on you guys for the will of God. The will of God is one simple thing. Be yourself and have fun. That's the will of God. The will of God for its creation is be yourself and have fun. Now, Sylvia, are you God?
Yeah.
What is it you think that you should be doing at all times so that you can get the most out of living?
Be myself and
well, my God, my God, my God. Now, that's so simple, but you see, right away, we want to become super logical. God wants us to be good and wholesome and moral and blah, blah, blah. God doesn't give a hoot and holler in hell if we're good, moral, or whatever. We do. We do. And, of course, don't put that on that magazine.
You're right.
Because that soon the magazine will be puddled with a glass stain on it. You see, have fun. Have fun. Put your glass down on something that's nice and snuggly that isn't going to bang the table and stuff like that. You know, have fun. Now, Ellen?
Yes.
How can you go about living the will of God and be guided in fulfilling it? How can you go about that?
By this thing within.
Do you know what being yourself is, what it means? Do you know what having fun means?
Yes, when I feel happy and harmonious with my world, and whatever I do, I like to do and have enthusiasm for it, and it's whatever I do, I have enthusiasm and joy for it. Then I myself and have fun.
In other words, if you ever do something that you don't have enthusiasm and joy for, then you're not being yourself and having fun.
That's right.
Well, why would you ever do anything that you didn't have enthusiasm and joy for?
I would never do that. Because everything I do, I have fun with.
Well, it sounds like you're living the will of God all the time and you're being guided and fulfilling it all the time.
Yes.
It sounds like you're a pretty good God then. Is that true for you, Ingeborg?
I would say it different.
Well, say it different.
Because if I am God, then I do my will.
That's right. And what is your will, God?
My will is...
Now, hey, what was it? If I am God. That's okay, but what is your God, Ingeborg? I mean, what is your will, Ingeborg?
My will comes up at the moment what is going on around me, what I decide to do.
Your will is what goes up around you at the moment, what you decide to do. Well, if you're the creator of everything,
yes.
What comes up around you is something that you have created.
That's still a strange thing. To digest.
Yeah, there are many strange things in the awareness of that you're God and you're the creator of your world to digest. And the reason it's strange is because you were raised by a bunch of parents in the community that said you are not perfect, you are not good, you're human, and you certainly are not God, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have a robe like God, you know. And you don't have a cloud nine like God, you know. I mean, you just haven't got it, you know. So that's what we're raised to think and believe. And so, yes, it is kind of an unusual thing. How do you act as God?
Being myself and having fun.
And what is being yourself and having fun to you?
To me, it means living in a blissful attitude of contentment and fulfillment.
Living in a blissful attitude of contentment and fulfillment. That sounds kind of interesting. But how do you know that you're living in a blissful attitude of contentment and fulfillment? How do you know that?
Well, I know when I am it.
When am you it?
How do you mean?
That, how do you mean it?
I mean it, I feel when I have that feeling of blissful completion of everything is good and everything is...
Sounds kind of nebulous.
Yeah, it sounds nebulous, but there's no way to describe it.
Well, if I said to Ellen, give me an illustration of being blissful. What would you describe blissful to mean?
In reality, she's
giving a long thought to this.
In reality, you cannot describe a blissful experience because you are in it and you don't even know that you are it. So well, in the moment I describe it, I wash it down and it's just a relative description, something I wish it were so, or I imagine it that it is like this. But when I'm in it...
It seems so natural.
It's my original purity and integrity, and it is
now,
natural.
Let me say this without meaning to sound too tough on you guys. Do you think God would have difficulty in describing this?
God does not describe.
No, God is.
Yeah, but do you think God would have difficulty describing it? You see, what you are saying to me is, I'm having difficulty describing this. I don't know. I have no idea what it is. I cannot tell you because it is too far out. It is too strange.
I can describe it.
Now you're going to describe it.
It's a relative...
Just take an aspect of it.
Yeah. For instance, standing in front of a baby who is... cooing and just being
what did you think of Irene and her movie picture and the little baby?
So natural, so
okay. But what did you think of it?
Cute.
Did you think that it was the most blissful thing you've ever seen? It was the most right thing that you ever saw. It's the most natural thing that was going on that you could ever imagine. Now, would you call that a feeling of bliss?
Yeah.
My God, isn't that something? Yeah, just so lovely, you know?
So lovely.
And so blissful, you see. Now, I think that we should all be very careful and not make a great big deal out of these words that we're using. Mm-hmm. We say, be yourself and have fun, and I say, what does it mean to be yourself and have fun? Well, for Ellen, it means that she goes around calling every baby a genius. And then she calls some of the big babies geniuses too when they need a little kick in the pants, you know. And then when Ellen is driving down the road and she has just heard some wonderful news, she sings her heart out, you know. And she's bellowing out to the world saying, I'm happy, I'm good, I'm lovely. And you know, she's in a bliss. But that's hard to describe? I don't think that's so hard to describe. You see, you're making something intangible out of something that's very tangible. Bliss is very tangible. Do you think that the Buddha, when he entered into nirvana in his consciousness, was in an indescribable state? Everybody wants to say he was, but do you think he was? Or do you think that he was in a state of, this is great, I feel wonderful, I feel content, I don't need to put on a show for anybody, you know?
Yeah, but this is also vague, you know. I feel great. I feel wonderful. I can relate to that too, yeah.
Well, you can relate to that,
of course.
How about that? But you see, this is what it means. Be yourself and have fun. And bliss is not some way off thing, but it's something that's right down here, right where we are.
Yeah.
And we have always made such a big fuss about it, and I've helped you make it too. Mm-hmm. About it being something so intangible, something so indescribable, you know. It's indescribable when you say, what is God like? Well, my goodness, it's the most simple thing in the world. You want to know what God's like? Look at me.
Yeah.
Want to know what God's like? Then look at you, you know. Look at anyone in the world, and you know what God is like. Now, you want to know what God is like? Look at Rex.
Oh, yes.
Yes, the pure love. And if you want to know what unconditional love is like, look at Rex.
Absolutely.
Just a fabulous guy. And look at love. Love is going around here, you know, just sort of buying acreages and acres of love anytime he can. And Button, what does he do?
He's in seven, have fun.
He doesn't care about anybody else's show. He's doing his own.
Yeah.
And if he's going to go and bark at the rabbits, he's going to bark at the rabbits. If he's going to go and take a nap, he's going to take a nap. And he doesn't hear a thing. Mm. And little love has to come and say, hey, there's rabbits out there. What are you sleeping your life away for? And then love gets in the bed after he gets out. Nice, cozy, warm bed. And lets him go chase the rabbits. But I do that in the evening, too. I'm ready for bed. And Button, Love, Rex, rather, one of them, is sleeping in my bed. And so I want to go to bed. And I don't want to say, get out of my bed, dog. I want to go in my bed, you know. So I just take a cookie, and he knows the symbol. I go to the cupboard and get the cookie. And I drop the cookie on the floor. And he jumps out and goes and gets the cookie. And I jump in bed. And he doesn't say, oh, darn. He just goes and takes the other couch. And he's very happy. Mm-hmm. But you see, this is bliss. This is bliss. And he'll come to me while I'm meditating, and I'm with my eyes closed, and I'm very quiet, and I'm just sitting there feeling very good. And he says, I like that. Yeah. So he comes and he brushes against me, or he'll lick my feet, or he'll bring me a toy and put it in my lap, you know, right on top of the display. And you know, he is his own master. This is his world. This is his world. And I say, Rex, you think I'm going to open my eyes for you? He says, you will. But you see, this is the beautiful thing about it. There's nothing sacred about meditating with your eyes closed. It's sometimes a little easier because you're not so distracted, but you can meditate with your eyes wide open. In fact, I know a lot of people who meditate with their eyes wide open. And, you know, these yogas, they let their eyeballs roll back and their eyes are wide open, you know. They let their eyeballs roll back so just the whites show. Well, if I were your yoga, I wouldn't do that. Because all that dust, you know, getting in your eyes, there's nothing to rinse them out or anything like that. And my goodness, but they know what they're doing. And it's very interesting. So, you see, I live the will of God and am guided in fulfilling it. The will of God is be yourself and have fun. And the way you're guided in fulfilling it is that you're always looking for something to be yourself with. Always looking for something to be happy with. Always looking for something to have a good time with. You are. You are. Sylvia gets on the computer and she's searching out all sorts of interesting things, you know. And I know what happens on the computer, Sylvia. Because that's the way I am with the dictionary. I open the dictionary, I find the word I want, and then I say, oh, that's an interesting word there. And that's and pretty soon I'm reading 10 other words on the page, you know. And Sylvia gets into the computer, and she says, oh, this has an interesting byplay to it. That's interesting. I should check on that, you know. And so for a minute here or there, she's checking on all these different things. And sometimes, if Sylvia's like the rest of us, she'll forget what she went in there for in the first place, you know. But this is all part of the game. Now, I do not play games on computers. I've not been a game person. I will play a little game now and then, but I'm not a game person. A lot of people like to play games, and really, it makes them quite brilliant on the computer. They learn techniques and do things real well, but I have just never had an interest in it. So for me to have fun and to be myself would not be to play games on the computer. I was in the airplane and I was playing solitaire on my little machine, and I had no interest in it. No interest in it. Real strange. There were several other games there too, but I had no interest in them either. No. The only interest I have is taking a lot of journeys. and going places. The only interest I have is imagining beautiful things going on. Now, and I'm very much guided in doing them. I'm very much guided. When I run an out-of-body journey experience with people, I guide them in it. And most of them like it very much. Some of them go their own way, remember? And hey, that's cool too. That's cool too. Less for me to bother with. But they go their own way. And then sometimes they don't want to come back when we ring the bell. And we ring the bell and we say, okay, everybody, come on back, you know. And they say, but we just started, you know. And they've been doing it for an hour. Mm-hmm. We just started. And this is a wonderful thing. But you see, being yourself and having fun, you enter into it so completely that even though you've been doing it for an hour, you think it just started because you're having such a good time. This is what this life is all about, and this is what this world is all about, and this is what you and I are all about. And I put this on conference in the middle there, and we'll see how you all have come through after you stop talking. And I continue. I live the will of God and am guided in fulfilling it. I think that's pretty, pretty wonderful. I see you living the will of God, and I see you guided in fulfilling it too. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.